they said 3 or 4 days ago that they'd need a week, 10 days, 2 weeks. Well, we'll give you a full week. Now, we're going to stop in the next few hours. And we're going to make an announcement of that. And we're going to say that we have understood that you could be present at this meeting a week from now. And we hope you're there. But in any event, let you force us to keep on bombing when we don't want to. And when we've got a chance to get them to lay off the DMZ, and when we've got a chance to get them to lay off the cities, and when we've got a guarantee that you can attend the meeting. Now, we just got to be that blunt. If they come aboard, all well and good. If they don't, why, we're just in shambles, I guess. But I don't think I could defend the people of this country that I had everything I'd asked for, and then this son of a bitch vetoed it.
No, I don't see how he refused to come aboard.
Well, he does, though.
Damn it, I just tell him, well, if he wasn't going to play in about him now, we'd just get out and leave the wing over and let him settle it.
Well, then I've carried on 5 years, a pretty big failure, haven't I?
Well, I don't think so. I think they can accepted everywhere that the reason we're in there is because they want us. They don't want us. Well, I got you. Our matter's not that bad. A little bit this there with him. He said, get out now. We said, well, you welcome me here. And I thought I was welcome, but if I'm not, of course I'll leave.
Well, what I'm thinking seriously of doing, I have not talked to any other legislator or anybody outside of my little group. And you weren't in it, and I just thought you could get an independent evaluation of how screwy it sounded to you. What I've thought of doing would be to say to them this morning, both in Paris and in Saigon, that I'm going to say tonight or tomorrow morning that I am stopping this action, that I'll have agreed with the other side to meet in Paris on the 6th, that's the day after the election, our next regular meeting, next Wednesday. That they have agreed the GVN can be there, that's what I've insisted on for years. And I've notified them of this effect. Now, I will background, I can't say it publicly, but I'll tell the two or three reporters confidentially, kind of let them leak it out, that they ought to watch the DMZ the next few days. And I would think 24 hours they'll be writing stories that obviously Johnson got peace on the DMZ, and to watch the cities. Now, if I get peace there, all right. If I don't, I can still bomb. In any event, I will have stopped it and will announce that we'll have this meeting. And then if they come aboard, all right, and if they don't, why,
I don't see how they can afford not to.
Well,
they may.
Well, I suppose they don't. Where am I? If they don't come aboard and Korea doesn't come aboard, I'd think they'd just be so afraid of not having Uncle Sam out there that they just couldn't do it. But they might think they'd have Nixon. Well, they don't understand their constitutional system, and they may think they got Nixon. You know, in their country, when something changes, the whole outfit changes. They don't realize they'll have you and Fulbright and all the Congress that I've had. And they think if they get Nixon, they get all of Nixon's policies. Now, Nixon's not going to be able to be much harder than I've been.
Well,
and I don't believe publicly Nixon can take us on anyway. All right, well, he may have a little sense.
His public statements haven't been too bad, what I've heard.
No, that's right. Eh?
At least I heard him pointing out in, I think I did in one speech where he's supporting you much better than Humphrey was.
Oh, yeah, he says that, but then he says that everybody...
I understand, there's unhanded stuff, I see that.
It's just like my getting up and saying, I know Dick Russell. They say that Dick Russell is so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, but I really don't believe that.
Yeah.
If you didn't believe...
Make the accusation yourself and then deny it.
That's right.
sweat box for sure. I just don't see how Vietnamese government though can stay out of it.
Well, don't you see this, that if...
They admitted to the table, that's all they've been insisting on.
How can I carry on, though, a bombing when every one of my joint chiefs, and including Abrams, say that from a military standpoint, it's even better that I go the other route at this time? And the only thing they want assurance of is that I would resume it if I didn't get these actions that we expect to follow at DMZ and cities.
Well, it'd be very difficult. What does your old man out there,
Bunker?
Yeah, what does he think about it?
He wants to give them this week that I'm giving them. He says this morning to give them a week, and that calls their bluff, and that gives them plenty of time. It's not important when they show up at this meeting if we give them a week. We were going to have the meeting November the 2nd. He said move it back to the 6th or 7th. And he and Abrams both have been hardly for this and had them aboard, but this other thing came into it.
Does Bunker know what disturbed him?
No, I don't think so. I don't think we have gotten him all the intercepts and things. We have Chu's talks to his people and so forth, and he knows that. He knows part of it. But I've ordered them all sent out to him this morning. But you see, it's only natural. Now, you look at it from Chu's standpoint. He was staying with me, and he was supporting me, and he was going along with me. Then this guy comes in and said, now let me show you here. Humphrey says that he's going to stop it, period, without any comma or semicolon. Now, I'm not going to do that. Humphrey says that he's not going to let you veto anything he does. Well, I'm going to work with you. So there's that man looking at two horses. A bay and a black, and there's no question what Nixon's statements are better for him than the other ones. So he thinks all he got to do is just hold out 2 or 3 days, and he's in clover.
Well, he hadn't got anything to lose, because even if Humphrey is elected and Nixon loses, well, he hadn't lost anything. Mm-hmm. He just took the gamble.
That's right. I think I'm going to move ahead unless you see some reason I shouldn't.
Well, I don't see any, but it sure is a confused picture, Mr. Yes,
President. It is, but we can't...
About the most confused one I've...
And it's going to be more... It's going to be more confused when the Koreans and the Thais and all your allies say you did it just for election purposes. But one thing, the meeting doesn't take place till after the election.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think that helps a little.
I think that does. That takes some of the curse off, anyhow.
But the announcement comes beforehand. And they say, why didn't you do it before? And I'm going to say, well, because it's Sunday nights when I got the assurances I wanted. And I had them confirmed by Abrams yesterday. And if they want to come with me, all right. If they don't, go with me. Okay, I just want to do a feel of it.
Well, I'm glad to get it, and I'll ponder it a little more. It looks to me like I just don't see how they can stay out.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see how they can possibly stay out, because... You're going to be the president until January 20th anyhow.
You wouldn't let him veto you if you were me, would you?
No, sir, I wouldn't.
Thank you. Goodbye.
I would have been hard as hell with him to pull this back.
I have. Thank you.
Awaiting.